listening to the Pride 48 New Orleans Live Streaming Weekend 2018. I'm your announcer, Auntie Vera Charles from Vera Speaks for Real. Pride 48 is a free resource for the LGBT and friendly podcasting community and is made possible by podcasters and listeners just like you. Thank you. The attendees had a fun night in New Orleans on Friday, experiencing what the town has to offer. They're filing into the ballroom with full tummies from the annual Pride 48 breakfast. We're all excited to hear day two of our decadent event. You can find the complete schedule of today's shows and join the fun in the Pride 48 chat room by heading to our website at pride48.com. And if you miss the pink carpet, opening show, and match the podcasters game on Friday, we'll replay them today from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Get ready for our first round of LGBT podcasts live from the Pride 48 studios outside the Superdome. Starting off with, but first, a Big Brother recap. Starring Pride 48 co-founder Adam Burns, Big Fatty, and some special guests.
From New Jersey, from Tennessee.
I noticed that you fucked up the opening.
Damn it! I was like, I'm ready to play the first opening.
I'm so ready. I even told him. I said, "Are you? You got the opening, the day opening ready? I'm ready. I'm a professional."
Okay, you have to be specific with me. You have to say, "Are you ready with the day two opening from Auntie Vera Charles?" And then I would go,
"Oh dear God!
Oh shit!"
You can't hear Adam through his mic.
Oh, well, I think you are.
Consider yourself, anyway.
I love how the chat room are all audio professionals. The chat room are like, can you turn up mic number three? The audience mic is a little bit distorted. Maybe we can back that one off a little bit. I love you, chat room.
Oh, well, Adam is background noise, turnip head.
You have to read the chat room when you respond.
Mr. Mike, are you looking at that?
Turnip Head says we can hear him as background noise from other
Do you want to share a mic?
No, I'm coming through this mic.
Okay, so in other words, Turnip Head needs to turn up his hearing aid.
I'm coming through this mic, but he's probably hearing me also on other mics because let's have an audio lesson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We are sitting with six mics around us that are on. So you're going to hear me through multiple mics.
Anyway. But first, we're going to talk about Big Brother. And we have someone new on the panel today, Adam. So I have to do my questioning, my interrogation.
All right?
And maybe you could go check on the website and see if everything is Central Time. Oh, wait a minute. The grin doctor just went off. Okay. Let's just – anyway, who was that? Was that Scotty or was that Gary or somebody – we have Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hey, recorder. Chris has been a long-time listener. Oh, excuse me. That was the Pride 48 breakfast. Shut up. Chris has been a long-time listener of many Pride 48 shows. And, y'all, he just showed up in the But First chat room just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I just showed up last week and just started sharing some nude pics of JC. So I feel like I've contributed my part.
You have done yeoman's work.
Thank you.
With that. Chris, do you consider yourself a Big Brother super fan?
Not really. I have not watched every season, but I usually start out watching the first couple of episodes, and if it feels like a good season, I'll watch it. So this was a good season. Enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, have you ever done the live feeds or the After Dark shows?
You know, this year for the first time, I'm actually subscribed to CBS All Access just to watch the show at all, but I I don't watch the live feeds. If you watch them in real time, they're boring as hell.
Oh, that's the main thing with Big Brother is they all complain about how boring it is in the house. So anyway, and it's just as boring to watch them being bored.
It is.
Right. Do you have the app?
You know, on your recommendation, I have Pocket Big Brother on my phone.
And do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. And
so while we're doing that, does anyone who in the audience here watches Big Brother? Anybody?
Nobody put their hand. Oh, Moose. Moose is here. We tried to get Moose on the show.
How many people in the audience have the app?
How many of you are just here to be nice? Okay. Aww.
And so supportive.
Anyway, now before we go any further, Chris, Archer has three questions he wants to ask you.
Wrong show.
Oh, damn.
Not this podcast.
Okay. And we've already interrogated Archer, and you're still enjoying this season, Archer?
I am, yes.
Okay. Did you happen to watch Wednesday and Thursday night's episodes?
I missed Wednesday because I was on the road, but Thursday I watched, yeah.
Okay. Chris, did you watch Wednesday or Thursday?
I am all caught up, yes.
Oh, Adam? You and I watched Wednesday together.
I saw Wednesday with you, and then I did not get a chance to watch Thursday.
Oh.
I did read an article on the internet.
Did it have anything to do with Big Brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or I thought maybe it was how to turn your microphone up so that you're not coming through as an echo. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, great. Last time we were together, we had, who do we have on with us? We had, the Faye Driver. By the way, tell us about that sound quality on that last show.
What do you want to know?
Tell us what happened.
I apologize at the beginning of the show because, well, I, man, I need a, I have a frog in my throat.
Do you need a beverage? Okay.
But I was recording using the streaming software and instead of Audacity. People love it when I talk about Audio Fatty. I don't know why you ask me these questions. But anyway, I was distorted through the whole thing. So, and it hurts my ears. I don't know about anybody else, but so I felt so bad because I couldn't fix it. I tried, Audacity.
Okay.
I tried Adobe Audition. Nothing would work. And all the articles I read said, yeah, if you're distorted, you need to re-record it. But obviously we couldn't.
Is he still hurting your ears? Is that why you had to turn him down?
Yes, hurting my ears.
So I recorded a special intro apologizing to all the listeners.
Aw, poor Adam.
Is that better?
But anyway, we were glad to have Faye Driver playing the part of Alex Lefebvre. And by the way, tonight we've got... Archer and Chris from New Jersey, playing the part of Alex Lefebvre.
Sometimes it takes two of us to play the part of Alex Lefebvre.
Well, yes. Exactly. And by the way, in the chat room, we've got Alex Lefebvre, we've got George in Atlanta, the Good Humor Penguin, older than Vera, which has got to be just a mistake, because I can't imagine anyone older than Vera. Trucker Alex, who happens to be in the room here also, and Turniphead, who is I think he's in the El Hospitalo, or as he calls it, the spa.
He goes to the spa a lot.
He does go to the spa a lot, but evidently he's listening since he's correcting Adam on his microphone sound.
I know, and I'm not even running audio.
Right, it's Mr. Mike's fault, y'all.
Yep, it's all Mr. Mike's fault.
Right. Anyway, and how about a big hand for Mr. Mike?
Yes.
Blind Guy Jay is sitting in his chair. I think he's fallen asleep. So he's texting, of course, which is what everyone should do during. But first, what happened?
I'm gonna depend on you. I'm gonna depend on you.
You're depending on my memory. All right. So Wednesday night, you two have to jump in here. Wednesday night, we had the power of veto competition, right? And what was that one?
It was a horrible one. So it's the one where they...
It was a slippy slidey one, right?
Slip and slide?
They had some photos of themselves or something, and then they have to go...
Oh, right.
They go into the house one at a time.
Yep. Hide and seek.
Right.
Hide and seek so veto.
They're hiding them all over the place, and then when the competition starts, the people who are trying to find them.
Right.
Go in and try to find. And the one that finds...
The one that isn't found...
The one that isn't found...
Is the winner. And Adam, let me guess what your favorite part of that episode was.
Are you going to guess or do you want me to?
No, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. It was after Scotty poured milk and vegetable oil all over the floor and Brett came running in and busted his ass.
Okay, can I just say,
yes.
We have a lot of people who don't watch Big Brother in the room. Brett is a douche.
Oh,
he is.
Brett is like the biggest douchebag.
But he's pretty.
In the world. He's not even pretty to me because douchiness just completely gets rid of attractiveness in my opinion. So like once somebody opens their mouth and they're douchey, I'm like, forget it. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to point out that only a handful of people in the room agreed with you, and which tells me that maybe they're douchey.
And it was
okay. Or the ones that didn't clap are douchey, okay.
And so I don't like him. I mean, he is very buff and smooth and tan and, you know.
Swarmy.
And, you know, the perfect wavy hair and, you know, all this stuff, whatever.
Stop it. You're making me, giving me a boner over here.
But he is so douchey. Anyway, I mean. He walks around with his shirt off all the time.
A lot.
He wants to show everybody. Or if he wears something, it's open enough so you can see his nipples, you know, or whatever.
You notice
so,
Adam is noticing all of these things.
I was just going to say that. He knows an awful lot of detail about a guy he thinks is a douche.
Right. He loves to look at a douche, evidently.
So I don't like him. For other reasons, too. Because he's given very mean speeches throughout the season.
But isn't that gameplay?
He has lied.
It is.
So horribly.
But isn't that gameplay?
Well, I don't care. He made up shit about people. And
but isn't that gameplay?
That's totally gameplay.
Right.
Anyway.
So he's playing Big Brother.
So Scotty goes in, and this season they decided, because every year when they do this competition.
All right, well, before we get into all this, let's go back. For a second, because we forgot about Zingbot.
Zingbot,
tell us what you think about Zingbot, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey.
Zingbot is always one of my favorite parts of every season because Zingbot, it's this guy person in a big robot costume who comes into the house where these people have been sequestered for weeks and roasts them, basically does a comic roast of each of the remaining contestants. And Zingbot was spot on this year. My two favorites were, and I'm going to. Not get this exactly right, but when Sam basically saying that you know, Sam, what was the line on Sam about her being totally fucking crazy? But
it was something like that, yeah.
And then what was the other one? I know he nailed Brett for being a douche.
Right. Wasn't there one about him? Somebody. Having a crush on Scotty had a crush on
Scotty had a crush on Brett.
No, Brett.
Who's blonde and blue eyed and has a crush on Brett.
And everyone thought it was gonna be Haley.
Right.
And Fessy was getting steamed.
Scotty. You know. So Brett's zing was, Brett, it's obviously why you're always so clean because you're a douche. So anyway,
I didn't realize Zingbot was played by Poodle McNoodle.
Yes. Anyway, did you see? Oh, you didn't see.
I didn't
that
see
episode.
Wednesday, but I heard a couple.
Do you like Zingbot?
I do. I think he's a fun thing.
Okay, and Zingbot hosted the veto. So anyway, back to the veto now.
Well, let me ask a question. Let's remind people who was on the block. Played in the veto.
Okay, it was it was Scotty and Brett were on the block. Fessy was the head of household, and then Angela and Haley and Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler
played in the veto.
Okay, so they all ran into the house to do the hiding.
They go in and they had like a manila folder, and they had to hide it somewhere in the house. Okay. And the idea was that you wanted yours to not be found. So,
yeah, and this is an excuse for them to totally destroy the house. Like,
right. This yeah. Is, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They must be so. I would not want to do that. And I'm not a neat freak, but it would drive me crazy. I'm really not.
So you're saying that you're a Sam, because Sam was just freaked out at the end when she realized.
Because he has OCD like she does.
Yeah. Well, no, I honestly am not, because, like, at home, things pile up all over the place. I mean, I wouldn't say I live in a, like a junkyard or anything, but I mean, I wouldn't consider myself extremely clean either, but
we don't, no one considers you extremely clean.
It does bother me. So they go in, I mean, they're tossing, Brett is taking all of the mattresses from their room and stacking them on top of each other in the have not room. They're pouring stuff out on the floors. They're just throwing stuff all over the place.
But hiding pictures all at the same time.
Yes.
Well, they have a chance to go in and hide their folder first, and then each of them has 3 minutes to go in
and distract
and try to find one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and they keep going in until they find one.
And I feel the need to publicly apologize to Brett for what I was thinking, because I'm sure he's going to listen to this later on.
He is. he's listening now. I believe he's in the chat room under the nom de plume Alex Lefebvre.
Alex Lefebvre. Today, playing the role of Alex Lefebvre is Brett. So
I hear some piano music.
Because when Brett started his strategy, he said, I don't know, 3 or 4 times during the, you know, how do you win a national championship? Defense, defense, defense. Anyway. So his whole thing of trying to not only hide his folder in the have-not room, but pile all the mattresses on top of it, I thought that was the stupidest idea ever, because if I were playing the game, I would think, okay, somebody's obviously trying to get us not to look right there, so I would make that the first place to look. But I won't get ahead of myself, but that turned out to be a good idea.
And he never looked for anybody else's folder.
No.
He only played defense.
Yeah.
So
Scotty goes in, does his thing. I don't even remember.
Pours milk and vegetable oil all over the floor.
And actually, now, even though I cringed, because I was like, oh my God, that's going to be so much work to clean up. But I thought that was a smart strategy, because he's like, it's going to cause people to slip and it's going to take longer.
It's going to waste some of their time.
It's going to waste some of their time because they've only got 3 minutes. And so then, cut to Brett walking in the door, and immediately, I mean, he walks through the door, and boom, his feet go out from under him. He hits the floor.
And admittedly, it's more fun to watch with the sound effects. And when they add in the whoop, 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 it's more fun to watch him falling on his ass.
They really do a good job with the sound effects in there.
The editing, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be in a mood music, and then, you know, I love it when they do that.
Okay. I think they replayed it a couple of times. You know, they did the instant replay.
Right.
And I was hysterically laughing the entire time. Fatty and I were stuffing swag.
We were getting swag bags ready.
I think. And I was like,
they were stuffing something.
Anyway.
So I was going to say, do we get to a point where they figure out who, you know, who picked the right
one? Yes. Everybody finds a folder except Brett, because he doesn't look for one. And they don't know whose folder they found. So then at the end, there's 6 of them playing, and 5 folders are found, and they open them up one at a time. Fessy finds Haley's folder.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. How sweet. Of course, that eliminated Haley.
Yeah.
But anyway, and in the end, Brett's folder is not found.
It was a very successful strategy.
Yes.
Turned out.
So hiding it under all those mattresses wasn't as obvious as you thought.
Turned out the douche was smarter than I am.
So. Well, there you go.
And there was even a point, I believe it was Tyler, I don't remember, but I think it was, where he actually makes the statement, oh, I need to check where all these mattresses are, because obviously someone's trying to, you know, to hide something, but then didn't
follow up.
But it takes too much time to move that shit.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I thought Angela's was kind of clever. She put coffee grounds on top of it and put it in the bottom of the oven.
But wasn't hers like the first one found?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Not that clever.
Yes, but I thought it was kind of clever because it just looked like a dirty oven. But maybe maybe anyone that looked in there would know our oven's not dirty because Sam's been cleaning it every day or something.
You know who found that?
I don't. It was Angela, wasn't it?
No, it was Angela's folder.
That was her folder, yeah. No.
Tyler?
Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, he figured it out. He goes, "What, dude, how would they put coffee grounds in the oven? I don't think we've been cooking coffee grounds."
So. Now, in years past, some house guests have unzippered the cushion on and stuck it inside there. Did anybody do that this year?
Yeah, Brett did.
That's what Brett did.
He stuck it in the cushion. Oh,
yeah.
I thought he was hiding underneath.
That would have been the most obvious thing. But.
So, anyway, so then it's all over. Tyler wins. No, not Tyler. Brett wins, and they come in the house, and Sam has a meltdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't actually play the editing. They didn't play that up as much as what you described it last week. I mean, they showed her in the room, and they showed her, you know, going to the whatever that room's called.
Diary room?
Storage room?
No, that room with all the cushions.
Yeah. The lounge.
Oh, yeah.
The lounge, yeah.
And they show her going in there and someone comforting her. But, I mean, they didn't spend a long time on it. But, yeah,
She's the mother.
So Fatty says that she didn't even audition for the show.
She didn't.
That they went out and found her. How did they go out and find her?
I don't know, but that was said.
She's from, I think, Stewart's, Virginia, which is a tiny little dot of a town in Virginia. Uh-huh. So they really were searching hard to find.
Well, they have an idea of what they're looking for.
What they're looking for.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, anyway, all she does through the whole season is either complain about everyone being fake, and she's the only real one. They're all psychopaths, and she wants to go home or cleaning.
Well, why was she so upset? Because she thought she was going to go on the block?
No.
Because she was upset because the house was
a wreck.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, oh, my God. And one thing that I don't think they showed was when they came back in the house, Fessy went up to the HOH room because he's HOH. He wasn't going to clean up. And JC went up there and said, you need to get down there and help clean up. He goes, well, I'm an HOH. He says, you are also not HOH next week, so you need to get down there and help clean up. So anyway, that helped. Sort of. So anyway, Brett took himself off the block.
Yeah.
Did Scotty say during his speech to try to convince Brett. Oh, yeah, there was a whole thing about Sam was trying to get Brett to use the power of veto on Scotty, and that didn't work. And then Sam was trying to convince Fessy to put
Haley,
his girlfriend, his showmance, on the block, and that, you know, saying, oh, she's just using you and all this, and Scotty was following right along with all that, and Fessy is just like, oh, yeah, just dig your hole, and if it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and if it sounds like a duck, it's a duck. If he said that once, he said it half a dozen times.
Yeah, he's really ignorant, and he thinks he knows what's going on. He's like, oh, you guys are shady. Oh, Brett, he doesn't know that Brett is shady at all. But then he's like, you know, he put Brett up just because of jealousy.
And Scotty was actually on his team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part in all this.
And it wasn't at all based on something that little guy, JC.
JC said that.
JC put a little thing in his head saying, well, Haley and Scotty are together.
Scotty's got the hots for Haley. So,
which was not even true.
Right. And Brett had been spending a lot of time with Haley. So we think that his two original nominations were out of jealousy. What do you think, Moose?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Moose, you got anything to add to any of this? Okay, great. we've had Moose on as a special guest before, too. And the rest of the people in here are going, what the fuck are they talking about?
They don't watch.
It's okay. Maybe you'll watch it a little bit.
Watch an episode of Big Brother.
So anyway, Brett takes himself off the eviction block. And then it was like, oh, who's he going to put up? Who's he going to put up? And he put up Casey.
Now, at what point, tell me this, at what point did Scotty give the speech where he said that Sam should be the one put up?
He went up and talked to Fessy one-on-one.
But I think it was at the veto ceremony when Scotty made that speech that you're talking about.
Yeah, because he made a speech because they made a big deal about it because he made the speech that Sam was going around and trying to get Fessel to put Haley on the block, and that Sam was doing whatever that other controversy with Sam during the week was, and then, you know, that she's always wanting to go home and yada yada. He was just throwing it thick, and he's like, you need to put Sam on the block.
And she's kind of is kind of crazy, don't y'all think?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And then she looked, you know, she looked shocked, you know, that he was saying any of that stuff. And then, you know, later on, he apologizes to both Haley, and because then Scotty really big time was pushing to get Fessel to put Haley beside him.
Yeah.
And then later he apologizes to both Sam and Haley for being stupid.
Poor Scotty did not know what to do at that point because he knew he was up against a wall. He knew he was probably going to be going home. And frankly, he's too nice a guy to play the game well because he doesn't want to be the bad guy to make hurt people's feelings. And so that's why he ended up apologizing for trying to get, you know, Haley on the block. So it was just a big mess. So.
And I think Haley has a little friend crush on Scotty.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. It's so hard to read Haley because at first I thought she does not like Fessel at all. You know, because she even said multiple times in the diary room and when she was not with Fessy that, oh, he's into me, but I'm, you know, not really into him. And then later, then she flip-flops and then in the diary room she's like, well, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Cute, you know, whatever. And then she's laying on the hammock with Brett, mm-hmm. and they're like,
well, who wouldn't?
They're rubbing legs and who knows what else.
Right.
And then this week, you know, we're having people throw around that the whole Scotty thing. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she doesn't like any of them and she's just strictly playing all of the guys, kind of like Sam accused her of. Like,
I think that's it. Yeah.
I want to, before you say, I just want to make an observation. Everyone sitting here watching us are thinking, what the fuck is wrong with these people? That they know so much about this. It's a reality show, and yet they're wrapped up in it. But yeah, we are wrapped up in it. So
it's our
summer.
Obsession.
I don't think anyone's thinking that because
no, I don't think so either.
Other people watch reality shows, not necessarily Big Brother, but there. Are you thinking that, Christina?
No.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Because I mean, there are many other reality shows out there. Just because you're not watching Big Brother doesn't mean.
I cannot judge your love of Big Brother because I could totally do a whole panel on the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, I love the Great British Baking
and
Show.
And literally, you know, it would be hours.
Oh.
I would love to hear you doing that because your voice always, I've told you this before, but your voice reminds me of the Saturday Night Live skit where they're baking and they're sitting around talking about baking. I can't remember what the name of
you're
it is.
You're talking about the sweaty balls?
Yes,
the sweaty balls. The delicious dish, is that what it's called?
Yeah, the delicious dish.
Yeah, and they're so calm and whatever. I can just see you.
You just said I was calm.
But your voice, I mean, you know, you can totally do it. And so I can see you sitting around.
Did you watch the Great British Baking Show that just finished?
Oh, I even have the seasons that were not available in the United States.
Of course you do.
Because Turnip Head sent them to me on a very, very special Google Drive. Sorry, Turnip Head.
I think at one point I have something with you as well.
I have the original first few seasons that are nothing like what you see on PBS. Yeah.
By Alex Lefebvre.
So yes, if we ever want to put that together, I'll share those, and then we can do a panel.
Were you surprised by the winner this time?
So the final episode is still sitting on my DVR.
Oh, so you haven't seen it yet?
I've not seen the final.
Okay,
yet.
Okay, I won't.
But
spoil
I was.
It for
I will
you.
Tell you, I was kind of surprised by the final, the final set of people.
The final three.
Right.
Okay.
I was pretty surprised by. There was one in there that I was like.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Send me a call into the show and let me know what you think once you see it.
I will give you a West Coast report.
Lovely.
Okay.
All right. I interrupted you.
All I was going to say was that I think Haley sometimes doesn't even know what her strategy is. She's just kind of playing off these guys, like, and she doesn't really realize that she.
But Haley realizes how fucking stupid Fessel is.
That's true.
Okay, I mean, she's just like,
for those in the audience who don't give a shit probably anyway, but I'm just going to tell you. So what we're talking about is this Fessel character is in this alliance, right? And week by week, his alliance members are getting picked off. And now the week that he gets head of household, which is the position.
Digger's got a picture of him if y'all want to see what he looks like.
Where he gets to decide who is going to be on the block, so who is going to possibly go home. He puts up one of his own alliance members because he's jealous. Well, we think because he's jealous that this person may be hitting on Haley, who is his love interest in the house, right? Haley is also in his alliance, but it's only him and Haley and Scotty, and he puts Scotty on the block. Well, all of the other members of the household are basically in an alliance together.
Against him.
So if he puts anyone on his alliance on the blog, that other side of the house is going to get them out. I mean, there's nothing to be done because they have more numbers. And he's clueless.
And every week so far this season, he always votes the wrong way.
Yes.
And he always says, I was on the wrong side of the vote again this time. Well, guess what? You were on your own head of household
week,
too. It's
almost like he's not even paying attention to the game he's playing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's playing his own game, that's for sure.
But it's not helpful at all.
No.
It's against
whatever
the whole group.
He should realize if he thinks it's right, it's exactly opposite of what he should be thinking.
Exactly.
So, Scotty gets voted out. It's the first unanimous vote of the season.
And that's the thing of feeding back to how Fezzi's been dealing with everything. Fezzi apparently was so excited that he was the one who united the House to do a unanimous vote. I was reading this on the feeds, he was going around just being proud of himself that he was the one that orchestrated getting Scotty out, even though Scotty was on his team.
But see, that shows how stupid he is.
Yes!
He doesn't realize that a unanimous vote against was on your own team.
Exactly. Right. He is a hot box of stupid.
He's a former college football player. Not that that's a stereotype or anything.
I really wanted to like him.
You can get hit in the head too much.
But he did take a few too hits.
He's a college football player from my home state, so I really wanted to root for him and be on his side. But no, he's dumb.
He's kind of pretty, though.
He's lovely.
Oh, no. I don't think so. No.
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that? Canada.
Janet. You can't understand a word she says.
I thought she said Canada. Oh, yeah, it's Canada's turnip head was moving around. Okay.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, we'll blame Canada for it.
Scotty gets evicted, and he's going to be on the jury now.
And he's talked to Julie.
He was so nervous when he was talking to Julie. It's almost like he couldn't get any words out. He was just so...
Well, he's a super fan.
He really is.
So.
But I thought Haley's goodbye message to him was sweet.
What did she say?
I don't remember exactly, but she got a little teary, and she was just like, Scotty, you know, we're going to be friends outside the house for real.
And then Fessy did his, you know what, Scotty, if it looked a hot box of stupid was my prison name in the late 80s. Okay.
That's from Turniped.
Turniped, uh-huh.
Let's talk about...
Wait a minute. What was I going
to
say?
About talking to Julie.
Fessy's goodbye message was, hey, Scotty, you're out of here, and I just wanted to say that if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
His own team.
Had nothing.
Like, what in the hell are you talking about?
Right, he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But now things are going to have to reorder in the House because there's only two or three on Fessy's side, right?
Yeah, Fessy and Haley.
So they're going to have to realign the people at some point.
Well, before we talk about that, though, I did want to say, I want to get everyone's opinion again on Scotty because we've been going back and forth this entire episode of, is Scotty gay? Is Scotty not gay? Because it seemed like he had a crush on Brett. But then with this whole Haley crush thing, and when you look at Scotty's face when she's talking to him and like all of that, it looks like he really has a crush on Haley. So, Fatty, first of all, what is your opinion now? Has it changed?
He was like a little third grader, okay? Yeah. Oh, that girl. Oh, she's got cooties, but she gave me a hug. You know, that kind of thing. But
does that mean he's gay or not?
Oh, I still think he's a big old homo.
Okay.
So then do you think he hasn't figured it out?
Given the choice of hopping in the sack with Brett or Haley, I think he would choose Brett. He was much more enamored with Brett than he was with Haley.
Because Brett is everything he's not.
Well, so is Haley.
That's true.
All right.
Okay. I do not think he's gay. I think he's just socially awkward. He's a kind of a geek kind of guy.
Yeah.
He hasn't had very much experience with girls, and he doesn't know how to act around them and stuff like that. So I don't think he's gay.
Chris?
You both make persuasive arguments. I don't know. I mean, I could see him totally being gay, but I could also see him being the kind of socially awkward guy that just doesn't know what to do with himself.
Well,
so,
aren't a lot of gay people socially awkward at some point in their life?
No.
Well, maybe not you. Moose? No, Moose wasn't socially awkward then. He is now, but...
So, Moose, I know you don't have anything to add, but what do you think now? And you'll need to step up to the microphone. Do you have an opinion, and what do you think?
I am just still pulling for Brett, you know, which I'm sorry. I know you're against him.
But I love that.
He is just so
Brett.
Pretty.
I mean, because I love it, but we're not on the same page. But what do you think about Scotty?
Scotty,
not gay?
I really think he's gay. I think he's, I don't think he has admitted to himself yet, but I really think he's gay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm leaning towards bisexual at this point, maybe.
Well,
bi now, gay later.
A lot of gay people start off by saying, "Well, I'm bi." Oh, okay. Well, that means you're gay. Okay.
Now you're going to get emails from all the bisexuals saying you're erasing
bisexual people. Well,
then visit them again in 10 years.
If you're bisexual, that means you suck dick. Okay. Unless you're Kyle, and that means you're a versatile bottom. Anyway. Are you bisexual? You like men and boys, right?
Okay. After that last episode.
So, we have the eviction, and we have the head of household, and it's one of those that starts, but we don't finish it.
Yeah, I hate that, because they only showed like 2 minutes of it.
Yeah, it was...
Just to get you an idea of what's happening.
I didn't really... They had these big pits of playground balls.
And inside the ball
like
were like a little...
Chuck E. Cheese, and there was something
inside.
Yeah. And they had to, anyway, it was confusing, and I'm glad we didn't have to watch much of it.
Well,
actually.
You'll see it on Sunday then.
Yeah, we'll see it Sunday. So, and by the way, all of you here in the room, Sunday night at 7 Central.
The only time zone that matters this weekend.
This weekend, right. Mm-hmm. It's, by the way, go over to Pride 48 and see if it says Central Time.
Central Time.
Oh, it doesn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think we started the episode with Adam telling us it did.
If she had been listening to all the state of the station, she would have heard Central multiple times.
That is true.
You have to remember, though, it's Vera, and she doesn't listen. She's just getting out of bed at 7. Okay. Anyway. So I guess that we're at spoilers now, aren't we?
Yeah, if you're talking about head of household for this next week.
Are you ready?
Yeah, so audience, you guys feel free to leave if you want, because I know you don't want
to be spoiled by what we're about to take. Yeah,
We're going to give items that have not aired yet.
Right, you'll see this on Sunday. So they have this stupid head of household, and Angela wins, who has been the... How was she being described, Archer? She gets everything she wants.
Has no soul. She's a princess.
Zingbot
was calling her the ice cold bitch princess or something.
Zingbot called her an ice cold bitch. Yeah.
Well, it is
like
true.
That.
Doesn't she get everything she wants in her life?
Okay. I mean, not to again hate on people who are beautiful, but because I've already hated on Brett.
Hi.
But she is. So she is a fitness model outside of the house, and her whole personality inside the house is, in my opinion, she's a fitness model and she knows it. She's used to getting her way. She, at the beginning of the game, she just kind of laid back and, kind of floated along and let everyone else do whatever.
Tanned.
And did whatever and looked pretty. And then as she started to play more, she just became this see you next Tuesday sort of person, just being evil and horrible to everyone. And, and then she's even made statements that, I guess I am used to getting my way and things like that. She's on my team too, by the way.
Right.
So all the audience also doesn't know that Fatty and I have a game where we've selected our fantasy. Well, it's not even fantasy Big Brother, but we've selected our team members. We get four. and we get points for various things that happen.
Oh, that's the exciting part of this podcast. If you think this has been exciting, wait till we get to the team.
No, you're gonna need to, explain that again.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna update everything. So anyway, so they've had this head of household competition, and Angela wins. But she's on your team.
I don't care. Okay. I'll lose.
Okay, so
I'm gonna lose anyway.
One of the duties of the head of household, they get a special bedroom and all this kind of stuff, and letters from home and all this. But one of their duties is they have to nominate two people for eviction. Okay, and guess who she nominated? She nominated Fessy and Haley.
Okay. They're the only two left.
The only two left from the other team.
I cannot wait to see that episode, because I want to see if Fessy finally realizes that all of those people were against him and that he shouldn't have put up Scotty.
Spoiler, apparently he does. Apparently he's already said on the live feeds that he realizes it was a stupid decision putting Scotty up and getting him out. But we should also say that, going back just a little bit, that Fessy and Haley tried to realign and make a new alliance with Tyler and Angela. But that didn't go anywhere.
Final four. We're all
final four.
For the final four.
For all the strong players, we respect each other. Final four.
Right.
That didn't work.
And so what does she do? That was like 2 days ago. And what did she do? She put them up.
But they weren't. I mean, we saw in the diary room like 30 seconds after that clip that it was either Tyler, I don't remember which one, but they're like, yeah, we'll play along. But, you know, they're going next. You know, I mean, already knew that that was a complete.
And then that was the same time that Tyler explained to us that he's got an alliance individually with every single person in the house.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how dare you, Trucker Alex? He's voted to evict both you and I, Archer.
Why?
He's playing the game.
I'm playing the game.
He wasn't in our alliance.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Now, don't you think that this is going to be an easy week for Angela, because everyone's on her side of the house?
Yeah, doesn't
matter who she wants out or not, they're going to go.
I mean, the only thing that could put a, and maybe Fatty knows this already, because I don't remember when all the veto stuff happened.
It hadn't happened yet.
Okay, so usually by Sunday night we know the veto as well.
It's happening today.
So the only thing that could throw a wrench in her week is if either Haley or Fessel wins power of veto and takes one of themselves off.
Okay, that's true.
Because then she has to put someone up. Now, that really isn't much of a wrench, because she still has Sam and JC that aren't really, even though they normally vote with level six, they're not officially part of level six.
All right.
So I think she would probably actually put JC up.
I think she would too.
If one of the two.
All right, but let me ask this question. Let's say Fessy won. Given his track record, would he take himself off, or would he take Haley off?
I'm sure he would.
I think he'll feel bad for last week and the fact that he put himself and Haley in that position, and because she's like the love of his life, he'll probably take her off.
Which, again, shows how stupid he is.
I think he seems to be thinking with his, not his.
Well, look, he ain't going to win the $500,000 anyway.
No.
Although, I was really surprised. Was it last season when the really stupid guy who hit pans won?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I can't think of his name.
Started with an M.
Stupid pan hitting guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Stupid pan hitting guy.
I don't know. Anyway. So I think he'll...
For those of you here in the audience, it's only 10 more minutes, okay? Just 10 more minutes, all right? So,
okay, we haven't mentioned anything about what Julie alluded to.
No, she didn't allude to.
Well, she said it, but she said, I can't tell you about that to Scotty.
It was just because he's going to be in the jury, so she couldn't tell him anything. So basically,
But at the end of the show, she said, find out who's evicted next Thursday, or will they be, because we will have the jury house battle back. So whoever's evicted on Thursday, plus Scotty and Bailey and Rockstar, who are already in the jury house. The jury, by the way, are the ones that choose the winner. So you vote to evict these people, and then you have to win their vote to win the game. by the time they get to the last week.
Which can be really difficult because I'll just say, I've said on a previous episode, but you can play a really good game and then the jury not vote for you to be. It's completely, because in Survivor, I think I've said this before, in Survivor, generally the person who plays the best game, even if they were mean and lied and backstabbed and everything else, usually they end up getting voted as the winner by the jury.
Not so Big Brother.
Not so in Big Brother. In Big Brother, if you played the best game and you lied and cheated and, you know, whatever else, it is very likely that the jury will vote for the other person, even if they're clearly not the one who played a better game.
Right.
Because they're butthurt that you lied to them. Or you threw them out.
Okay, let's reference Celebrity Big Brother with Ross.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what happened
there.
Yeah, Celebrity Big Brother, Ross Matthews and the girl
Marissa.
From Hair or whatever.
Hairspray.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Hair.
You know, the girl from Hair.
Hairspray, whatever it's called.
And they the girl from Aquanet.
Oh, and by the way, in the chat room, Yes Mamadou says, I'm just waiting for Omarosa to come back and win it all.
Oh, God.
She was on Celebrity Big Brother.
But she was out pretty fast in a couple of episodes.
She's winning now.
Ross Matthews was clearly
the winner.
The winner.
Played the best game.
And they all voted for Marissa, and she just rode coattails the entire way.
Yep.
On his coattails, right?
Yeah.
Entire time.
So who do you think will win a battle back if Fessy or Haley goes into the jury house of those four?
Totally depends on what kind of competition it is.
Well, okay.
Yeah, if it's mental, then Fessy will not.
Oh, Fessy's not going to win. It's usually this is the battle back is usually one of those hanging on the side of something.
So it'll start one day and we'll see it on the next episode.
Yes.
Okay. I could totally see Bailey winning it just out of pure meanness. You know, she's got the tenacity. If she wants to come back and yell at some more people.
Is her mouth going to bleed?
Yeah.
I was going to say, who would you really like to see come back in the house?
That would be the most dramatic.
Okay. But I think I would like to see Scotty come back to have another chance.
Yeah.
Because he went out under the stupidest.
Sentimentally, I like Scotty the best, so I'd like to see him back. But
good TV says Bailey.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. I mean, Bailey is better TV for sure. I would like Scotty to come back because I just think he was told it shouldn't have happened. I mean, if Fessy wasn't a dumbass,
but he
Scotty
is.
Scotty wouldn't have been on the block.
Right.
It's just so yeah. But I did want to ask this one question to everyone. I forgot. I'm getting Alzheimer's.
That's okay. While you're thinking of it, Moose, who would you like to see come back in the house?
Scotty.
Okay. All right. For the same reasons? Okay.
Yeah. I remember what I was going to
ask.
Okay,
what?
So who do we think, between Haley and Fessy, who do we think, let's say they don't win the power of
right.
veto.
Right, nothing changes.
Who is getting evicted?
Fessy.
I think Haley.
I think Haley will get evicted.
Because Haley is smarter than Fessy.
I think everyone will think Fessy is a dumbass.
Well, no,
they already do.
They know he's a dumbass.
They don't need to get rid of him yet.
Oh, because they can use him as a pawn in all
but
the situations.
But Fessy is a beast at the competitions, and so he's a more physical threat.
I don't know. Is he really a beast? Has he won?
But how many won?
Yeah.
All he won was slip and
how many
slide.
Has Haley won?
She's won one.
Has she? Okay, I don't remember.
Because she was ahead of household.
That's right.
Those were both physical, though. Right?
Do y'all find it interesting that there haven't been any repeat head of household yet?
Oh, that's...
You're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Angela hadn't been one yet either.
I don't think so.
So.
That's interesting.
I feel like they will vote Haley out because she has shown that she is smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she hasn't won anything... She figured out
Tyler.
That's true.
Tyler's going to want her out.
And I think they're going to be like, you know what, Fessy, we can get out anytime. Haley is smarter, so she may be harder to get out, or you know, may win something or whatever. So I think it'll be her, and that's so unfortunate because she will be another.
She's on my team.
Innocent bystander. I know.
She's on my team.
That'll be another innocent bystander of Fessy. Because Scotty went home because of Fessy. If Haley goes home, she will be going home because of Fessy because of his stupid decision.
But remember, this is battle back week. She could come right back in.
Right.
She could. Yeah. She could. But she's only won one comp, so, you know.
Well, anyway.
Why haven't we seen any jury house updates?
Well, I think it's still too early.
To have just three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they'll show Scotty arriving. They'll show Rockstar and Scotty arriving on Sunday.
Okay.
When it was Cody and whatever, I think when Cody was in the house by himself, wasn't he the first one? They were already starting to show it with him.
Yeah, they showed it because they showed him walking around the house doing nothing because there was nobody there.
Because you know, sad piano music or whatever, him making that ugly, I want to kill you, I'm a psycho killer face.
Well, that's because
he's from last year.
Right. All right, so we've got 4 minutes left, Adam. Let's go to the game. We picked four contestants at the beginning of the season. Adam came up with this game, and we did a coin toss to determine who would pick first, and I won, and he's never let me forget it.
No, because that's the only reason you got Tyler, because he was also my first pick.
Okay. But
so if you win...
Tom, can you show everybody a picture of Tyler? Okay, thank you. All right, so who is on your team?
So on my team, I have Sam, Casey, Angela, and JC.
Okay.
And on your team, and I had Winston, but we got one trade.
Right.
So we could do a trade in the middle, and we had to do that by Pride 48. And then on your team, I haven't updated the website yet, but on your team, you've got Tyler, Brett, Faisal, and...
I had Scotty, but I traded for Haley before Scotty was evicted.
Yes. So good move there because then you didn't get those negative points.
Right.
But so as far as I haven't updated the scores, so I'm not really going to know the score. But I will say that, you know, because you traded Scotty, you do not lose any points
nope.
for Haley going home.
Nope.
And then Angela won HOH, so I'm going to get...
You're going to get points.
I'm going to get points. So HOH is going to give me plus 10.
And I'm gonna lose points because both I had Haley and Fessy on my team.
So you're gonna lose. So for being put up or nominated, it's negative 5 per. So
okay,
you're gonna
so I'm gonna lose 10. So we're still even.
Well, you'll be at a negative 10, and I'll be at. I think I'll still be at negative 15 because I still have. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I think I'm still 5 points behind you.
Yeah, I'm still winning.
Yeah, okay. You're still winning.
The question would be is, why are you both in negative territory?
Because Adam came up with the game.
I don't think that I did a good job devising the game.
So, Chris, last minute thoughts about this season?
Team Tyler all the way.
Okay. Archer?
I'm going to agree. Team Tyler.
Adam? Oh, we have music in our ears.
I think Tyler's going to win.
He's a lifeguard.
I think I would like to see Jason Sam and Scotty win. But I think Tyler will win.
Real quick, what did you think of JC's comment about being Fessy's puppet master?
Well, it worked. It's true.
I can't wait till Fessy sees that tape.
Uh-huh. It's just like yuck. JC is, by the way, JC is gay and he's 4 feet tall. Literally 4 feet tall.
He's right. just, but he's not, he's not a yeah. small person. He's okay. just okay. short.
All right.
While we're preparing for the next show, let's have a look inside the house at the house desk.
From outside the Big Brother house.
I'm Adam. And a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You're supposed to clap.
Bye.
We're done.